Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 18 November 2025. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Man sets ex-lover and boyfriend on fire. Blood not for sale, says NBS. And Tambori Nyoka to release new book on Morgan Tsvangirai's legacy. And now for the news in detail. Police in Kenzamba, Makonde, have arrested 33-year-old Justin Moyo for allegedly setting his ex-lover and her boyfriend on fire. The couple was rescued from a burning bedroom on November 12 and sustained severe burns. They were initially treated at Chinoyi Provincial Hospital and later transferred to Parirenyatwa Hospital in Harare. Preliminary investigations suggest Moyo had argued with his ex-lover over property before the attack. The National Blood Services of Zimbabwe says blood is free in all public hospitals. Chief Executive Officer Lucy Maroa urged patients to report staff demanding payment. Private hospitals will continue charging $240 per unit. The festive season blood drive runs from December 1 to mid-January, aiming to collect 7,800 units nationwide. Maroa said current collections have reached 73,000 units, putting the organization on track to surpass last year's total of 77,120 units. Veteran opposition politician Luke Tambori Nyoka is set to release his book, Morgan Tsvangirai, Sacrifice and Service. The work chronicles the late Prime Minister's political journey, highlighting his achievements and the challenges he faced working with ZANU-PF, Robert Mugabe, and MDC-T vice presidents. Tambori Nyoka describes the book as a must-read. Police officers across the country are living in overcrowded and dilapidated quarters, with some families staying in canteens, bars, and storage rooms. A leaked internal memo shows the ZRP board is concerned over misuse of mess facilities originally meant for temporary stays. Inspections revealed leaking pipes, cracked floors, and barely functional toilets. From December 1, officers will pay $100 monthly for mess accommodation, plus compulsory charges for 3 meals a day. Police say the rules are being violated and they warn that the fees are punitive, leaving them little to support their families. One person is missing and another is seriously injured after their truck was swept away while trying to cross the Sitoko Rambezi River in Kenyandawu, Lupane district. The truck had been stuck in the sand in the middle of the river when the occupants decided to wait inside as there was no water flow at the time. Heavy rains then fell upstream, causing a sudden overflow that carried the vehicle away and dumped it several meters downstream along the river bank. Villagers are searching for the missing person, who is feared dead, while the injured survivor has been taken to the hospital. A 26-year-old former private tutor has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for multiple counts of aggravated indecent assault against a 10-year-old. The offences, committed between August and October 2025 in Gaborone, Botswana, and Borodale, Harare, came to light after the victim's mother noticed her difficulty in walking. The National Prosecuting Authority said the courts maintain a zero-tolerance policy against those who abuse children in positions of trust. Heavy rains in Harare on Monday highlighted the city's failing drainage system, prompting residents to criticize the Harare City Council for chronic neglect. The sentencing of businessmen Moses Mpofu and Mike Chimombe was postponed yesterday. Their lawyers said they could not proceed without the written judgment, forcing Justice Pasira Ikwenda to delay the ruling to 14:30. The defense cited Section 4 of the sentencing guidelines, which guarantees the right to information needed for a fair sentencing. Let's hear Maduku's submissions in court.
The basis that we are making is that that written judgment is essential for the processes that the accused persons would get to engage in at the pre-sentencing stage. Now, having said that, I wish first to make the point why we believe that Section 4 does permit an application of this nature. Section 4 is very simple. It makes it clear that the sentencing guidelines apply to the courts that are listed there: Supreme Court, High Court, and the other courts. I would read the section very simple. These guidelines shall apply to all criminal proceedings in the Supreme Court, High Court, Magistrate Court, or any other court specified. Our submission is that by necessary implication, and in fact, not just necessary implication, but by an unavoidable implication, that section allows an accused person to make an appropriate application to a court to be facilitated. In other words, whatever can be made available to an accused person so that they exercise the rights that are given in the guidelines, that application can be made. And that is the basis. And we say so because the guidelines actually give rights to accused persons. And our basis is that where a right is given, a remedy is implied.
The inaugural Kambazana Memorial Marathon will take place on 30 November to honor the 427 miners who died in the 1972 Wange disaster. Organized by Wange Athletics Club and sponsored by Wange Colliery, the event under the theme Running Remember aims to promote remembrance, workplace safety, and justice for the mining community. The race will run through Wange Town, finishing at the Colliery Stadium near the Kambazana Memorial Site, with professional and amateur athletes taking part. A post-race concert will feature Alick Macheso and South African star Nkosazana Dota. Senior Magistrate Samkeli Siwe Gumbo has reportedly been dismissed after an audio recording went viral in which she appeared to endorse corruption, citing Zimbabwe's economic hardships. The leaked clip captured Gumbo suggesting that some level of criminality is necessary for survival and defending civil servants engaging in corrupt practices due to low salaries. The Judicial Services Commission has not yet confirmed her dismissal. A fallout in the CCC's Bulawayo branch has led to the expulsion of provincial chairman Thamsang Kangcube. He was removed for signing a constitutional court application that challenges a ZANU-PF resolution to extend President Mnangagwa's term. The party says Kangcube, who also leads the pressure group that filed the case, brought the party into disrepute by not consulting them first. In economic news, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority will next year conduct a nationwide survey of residential rooftop solar systems. The move is meant to measure the country's growing dependence on alternative energy. Critics, however, view it as a potential prelude to levying taxes on power sources the government failed to provide. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is investigating the disappearance of $4.5 million from Harare Quarry, a subsidiary of the City Council. The funds were a 2017 loan for recapitalization, but the money has not been accounted for. Residents are demanding action after the case took 7 years to be officially reported. In international news, Nigerian gunmen have abducted at least 25 schoolgirls from a boarding school in a pre-dawn attack. Officials say one staff member was killed trying to protect the students. The attack happened around 4 a.m. on Monday at the Government Girls Comprehensive Secondary School in Kabi State. Police say the assailants, armed with sophisticated weapons, exchanged fire with guards before seizing the girls from their dormitories. The school's vice principal was killed and another staff member was wounded. A police spokesperson stated that a combined security team is now combing surrounding forests in a search and rescue operation. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the abduction. This is the latest in a long history of student kidnappings in Nigeria, where armed groups often target schools for ransom. The 2014 Chibok school abduction, where over 270 girls were taken, brought global attention to the crisis. And finally, in sports news, PSL clubs have voted to suspend relegation to allow a smooth transition to a 20-team league. The change means the PSL will field 22 teams by the 2026 season. The Warriors ended a 13-month winless run last night, beating Qatar 2-1. The victory marks new coach Marian Super Mario Marinika's first win in charge. To end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Man sets ex-lover and her boyfriend on fire. Blood not for sale, says NBS. And Tambori Nyoka to release new book on Morgan Changirai's legacy. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.